Reading for November 17th, entitled, Cast Your Burdens on Jesus. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Your mind may often be clouded because of pain. Then do not try to think, but just rest, and show that you have committed your soul to God as unto a faithful Creator. It is your privilege to show in your weakness and suffering that you do not doubt the love of God toward you, that you know that He is faithful who has promised, and that you trust soul and body in His hands, that He will keep that which is committed to His trust. Let your mind dwell upon the goodness of God, upon the great love wherewith He has loved us, as evidenced in the work of redemption. If He did not love us and consider us of value, then this great sacrifice would not have been made. He is beneficent in mercy and in grace. Let your heart and mind be at rest, like a tired child in the arms of its mother. His everlasting arms are beneath you. In all your afflictions, Jesus is afflicted. What a privilege it is for you, now afflicted, to find a refuge in Jesus. The gospel armor seems too weighty to be borne. Well, Jesus Christ is your armor. Hide in him, and the wicked one will not harass or confuse your faith. Jesus has bequeathed his peace to you. Praise the Lord that you have felt the cleansing efficacy of the Savior's blood. Upon your soul the Son of Righteousness hath arisen with healing in his wings. How empty and unsatisfying is every earthly thing! But Jesus, the precious Savior, is your spiritual sustenance. He has linked your life with his life. The word of his grace is manna to the believing soul. The precious promises of the word are life, greatness, and peace. Do not be troubled. Jesus loves you and will care for you and bless you. The active, aggressive battle you can no more fight, but you can let Jesus fight it for you. He says to you, "Give your case entirely into my hands. Be still and know that I am God." Dear sister, we hope and pray that the Lord will give you help and strength under the severe taxation that is upon you. That God that saw Nathanael under the fig tree sees you and understands all your griefs and all your sorrows. The Lord Jesus will be your strength in this day of your affliction. The Word is the living bread. Eat of it daily. It will be a sustaining power to do all that you must do. It will infuse immortal vigor into your soul, perfect your experience, and bring to you those joys which are real and which abide forever. Taken from Letter 16, dated November 17, 1896, to an aged sister.